Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, seeking and finding direction for your life and career. Where are you today in your life and career journey? Whether you are 17 or 97, rest assured that you can make the best decisions for your life and career and share the process with others. King David is a great leader from ancient times who modeled the way and shared his insights centuries later in his writings. From the age of 17 to 30, he ran for his life from a jealous king who feared him because of his popularity among the people following his dramatic victory over the giant warrior named Goliath. Every day, David faced decisions that will alter the course of his life and career. David's faith in God influenced his choices. Now, later in his life, he writes, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." Psalm 37, verse 23 through 24. We will face many decisions on our journey in life and career. When standing at the crossroads and seeking which direction, we can find the confidence to make the best choice. Someone asked, "Is there a process for choosing the right way?" Yes, and David shares his insight. David counseled the man or woman of God to trust God and do not lean to their own understanding and do good for his glory. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Psalm 37, verses 5 through 6. By asking ourselves four key questions while waiting, reflecting on past victories in similar situations, until we sense direction within our heart saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Stop at the crossroads, look, and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for yourself. The four key questions. 1. Does this pathway align with my purpose in life and career? 2. Does this choice support my vision and purpose as a leader? 3. Will the path challenge me to exercise my faith? And 4. Will the road help me grow as a leader? Today, let's focus on the benefits of the process. 1. Discernment for the right path. We gain a fresh perspective by taking time to seek wisdom and insight. 2. Conviction. We receive assurance that the road we are choosing is the right one. 3. Courage. We gain new strength and boldness to take the next step to victory. 4. Confidence. Our mind envisions, imagines the possibilities and outcomes ahead. We experience enthusiasm and resolve to do what's right. Remember the runner, you see the end from the beginning. Now we lead others with optimism, energy, and power gained through our process. We affect those around us positively through our speech, conduct, and attitude. We empower our family, friends, colleagues, clients, and all we serve. We use our gifts, talents, and abilities to the maximum of their capacity and impact the world. Be encouraged, my friends. You are applying your mind to think the right way about your future. You will profit from correct thinking, motives, and actions. Great victories are ahead for you. Do you believe it? Discernment allows us to gain the proper perspective surrounding our decisions. With understanding, we obtain the insight needed to choose the right path. Someone once said, "Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do, and whatever else you do, develop good judgment." At that moment, something happens inside our hearts. A spark ignites to light the way. We see the path we should choose and the best step to take. My friends, you will choose the right path. You can expect, anticipate, and prepare for victory. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.